This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today at 11 a.m. via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 2 lakh square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles with the capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Skyroot is India's leading private space company, founded by Pawan Chandana and Bharat Dhaka, both alumni of Indian Institutes of Technology and former scientists of ISRO turned entrepreneurs. Cabinet approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first of its kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that rare earth permanent magnet are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defense applications.
Iska upyog electric vehicles mein, electronics mein.
Permanent magnets are used in many sectors, electric vehicles, electronics, defense, aerospace and medical equipment. Many devices simply cannot be made without them, which shows how important they are. India's requirement for permanent magnets is steadily increasing. To manufacture permanent magnets within the country, the cabinet has today approved a rare earth permanent magnet scheme focused on creating a fully integrated end-to-end manufacturing ecosystem in India.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Minister's dialogue with Indonesian Defence Minister Jafri Jamsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. The Indonesian minister is on a two-day visit to India from November 26 to 27. The ministry noted that the visit reflects the growing momentum in India-Indonesia defence engagement and signals are a shared commitment to expand the partnership. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Odisha and Uttar Pradesh beginning today. She will address the members of the Odisha Legislative Assembly at Bhuvaneshwar today. President will grace the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust, in Lucknow tomorrow. On the same day, the President will grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree at Lucknow. Parliamentary delegation led by President of the House of Representatives of Cyprus, Anita Dimitriou, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. During the meeting, President Murmu underlined that India values its partnership with Cyprus, which is based on a shared strategic vision and mutual respect. The President noted that in recent years, political contacts, economic cooperation, defence partnership and cultural ties between India and Cyprus have deepened. The President expressed hope that during this visit, the parliamentary delegation of Cyprus will gain knowledge about India's democracy and parliamentary functioning. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on flag-hoisting ceremony at Ram Temple, stressing that the neighbouring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen in India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. Dalal Mogante delivered a captain's performance as he scored a sublime hat-trick to guide India to a 3-1 victory over Chinese Taipei in their AFC Under-17 Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers Group D clash at Eka Arena in Ahmedabad yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.